I told you 1 Corinthians 9.
Hold your hand in 1 Corinthians 9. Possibly. The plan is to get over to there, but just was praying and thinking about this. Can you turn me down just a little? Psalm 68. This verse is written nowhere in my notes. It's not part of the message. But I was thinking about this as just talking to the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, in verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. When I go and I order a sub at like Wegmans, where's Emma? Emma's working, or she's in teens. And I'll get the ciabatta bread. I get Danny's favorite. And they said, what else do you want? I said, I want everything. I want lettuce. I want tomatoes, a little bit of onion. I want pickles. I want olives. I want cucumbers. I want peppers. Yeah, I want pepper. I want the pepperoncinis and the sweet peppers. Load it up. Walk out of there. Can't even get my mouth around the thing, right? Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Devil will steal your joy if you lose sight of the daily benefits that the Lord loads us up with. I just thought for a second, could we maybe share some of the benefits of God being our God? I mean, the first one's here, even the God of our salvation. Could we not say that? If all we got in life, if we had the worst day-to-day life, but every day we woke up knowing that we were saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and eternity settled. That's pretty good. I could have the worst day every single day for the next 70 years, but knowing that eternity settled up, that's a good benefit. What are some of the benefits that you experience every day? Anybody want to share something? This is Faulkner. His presence in our life. He doesn't leave us alone. Isn't that good? I woke up this morning and His mercies were new yet again. Great is thy faithfulness. God is faithful to us. He says He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Every single person could leave us alone. We could be alone in the middle of nowhere in the wilderness, but God is with us. That's a benefit every day. Liz? Yeah. Yeah. How about the indwelling Holy Spirit of God that certainly use the Word of God, but the indwelling Holy Spirit of God that warns us, hey, don't do that. Don't go that way. Don't think that way. Man, that saves you from a lot of trouble. Mrs. Dickinson. Yeah. Surprisingly, Mrs. Dickinson, we don't know everything. But yet God in His wisdom does. He knows what's best for us. I was talking to Pastor Ackham and we were driving we were talking about fishing and I'm like, do you ever like fishing? And he's like, there's no fish. He goes, because the Africans, they fish everything out. Like, there's no animals. There's no animals anywhere because anything that moves, they kill and eat right then. Because they don't think of, hey, if I eat everything, they can't reproduce and make more. So instead of limiting themselves and, you know, just learning these things and knowing these things and how God, in His guidance, helps us with these things, because when I look at it, all I look at is at the moment. And God says, no, I got stuff way down here that you can't even see. Man, I'm thankful for His guidance. Daily benefit. Loaded. Like a baked potato. Loaded. Yep. Primer? Gorgeous. It's beautiful here. If this is cursed, man, we're living in the junkyard right here. That's a pretty junkyard, I'm just saying. But yeah. That's something else. Somebody else? Mr. Lauk.
Being anywhere in the world and having family.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you watch it over us all the time.
Yeah.
And even when I was going to basic training, he got rid of two unsaved, we call them PIs, like drill instructors.
Mm-hmm.
And gave me a saved individual with tracks talking about the Lord.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. Amen.
He just took care of me the whole time and set me places, and I was able to find family, brothers and sisters.
Thankful for the body of Christ. Amen. Yes. Amen. That's good. Amen. Ray.
Peace.
Peace. It passes all understanding, it says. Sometimes it just doesn't even make sense. Yeah, that's good. That's a good benefit. Loaded. We're loaded. Came in here feeling all poor and down in the mouth, and then I start thinking about God who daily loadeth us with benefits. Man, we are rich beyond measure. Megan?
Yeah, since you stole my.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the joy.
Yeah.
You know, there have been so many times where I thought I had joy in my life, and I didn't.
Yeah. Real joy. Yeah.
Just regardless of what's going on around me, knowing that I have joy if I'm walking with him and if I'm doing what he wants me to
do. Amen. Amen. Brother Rodell?
The ability in our relationship with Christ vertically, but then also the fellowship of believers.
Yeah.
Just, talking with my friend Gabe today.
Yeah.
Started out that conversation, I was pretty down.
Amen.
It's great to have Christ in other believers.
Isn't that good?
Ministering, iron sharpening
iron. Yeah. Yeah. 1 John chapter 1. Our fellowship with him allows us to have fellowship with others. Praise the Lord for that. Anybody else? Man, we feel like we could go on for a while. Thankful for the Word of God. Thankful for our families. Man, we are loaded with benefits. Loaded. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I know why you're not raising your hand, because if we don't start the message, then we'll never get out of here. And I understand, but I just, when I was just talking to God for a minute, and I just thought of that verse, and I thought, that's worth sharing. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse 27, but I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. God, thank you for the benefits that you load us up with. So many companies try and entice workers by their benefits. God, anybody could entice anybody. It's you. God, you're so good to us. We don't deserve any of it. God, thank you for the peace. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for your indwelling Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Word of God that reveals to us about you. Thank you for the fellowship of the saints. God, we need you. We're thankful for that. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us as we walk daily by faith. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. With our children, we try and teach our children to keep themselves, have self-control. Control yourself. If I had a dollar for every time I said "control yourself," today I'd be a rich man. But that's not just for kids. I don't think 1 Corinthians chapter 9 is like, all right, children, let's set aside. I think this is to adults. The Apostle Paul reveals something a little bit about himself. Here's the revelation. Paul, like you and I, have a flesh. And he says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. He says, I'm the boss of the flesh. I'm in charge. I got to keep this thing under control. Hey, what does that mean? What does that look like? That's telling the flesh sometimes no. That's telling the flesh sometimes yes. Say, what do you mean telling the flesh yes? Sometimes the flesh says, no, I don't want to get up. No, I don't want to go give a tract. No, I don't want. And you're like, oh, yes, we are. We most certainly are going to church. I know you want to sit. I know you've had a long day. I know you've had a rough week. I know you've lived 6 days already and it's only Wednesday. I get it. But it's 6:45. It's 6:30. It's time to get moved. And we somehow pity ourselves and we're sitting in our chairs, sitting at the table. I deserve a night off. No, you need to tell the flesh, no, we're going to church. It's time to get up. It's time to move forward. It's time. And our body, it lies to us. You say, no, I'm incomplete. You go run. Go for a little run. The biggest battle that you'll fight running is the mental, not the physical. 80% of running is mental. Say, are you crazy? That's why you're not a good runner. That's probably true. But your body, I remember first run I ever did. It was with Mark Bennett. And there he came running alongside of me. And he says, Pastor, Brother Russo, he says, your body's lying to you. He says, your lungs are lying to you. You're almost there. Finish strong. We'll go in recovery mode. We'll run slower. But we're not going to stop. Hey, your body's going to lie to you. Your flesh is going to lie to you. Hey, who's in charge? That's a good question. Look at 2 Peter chapter number 1. Tonight's message is about temperance, self-control. 2 Peter chapter number 1. For adults. This isn't just going into the nursery and telling the kids to stop eating paste. This is for adults tonight. 2 Peter chapter number 1 verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence. What does that mean? That means give some attention to this. Add to faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. And to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. What is temperance? That's not being so extreme. That's under control. Hey, as you go physically, as you can control yourself physically, I mean this, and I believe this with all my heart, you run spiritually parallel with that. So if you can control the body and tell the body, no, this is what we're going to do. Hey, any coffee drinkers here? Tomorrow, don't have coffee. Yeah. If you're a coffee drinker, don't have coffee tomorrow. Say, why is that? Just tell your body, I'm in charge. And say, yeah, but it's going to have a headache. That's fine. Deal with a headache. For every now and then, you just need to remind the flesh, you got to have some discipline. Hey, set your alarm just once in a month. Set your alarm an hour early just to show who's in charge. Just have some physical discipline. Hey, when the second or third piece of cake comes out, just say no. Say no. I'm not going to. Now we're touching on hallowed ground. I'll get up at 3 a.m., but give me the second piece of cake. I'm going to eat cake at 3 a.m. is what I'm doing. Hey, if you can start controlling yourself physically, do you understand that this is a habit? It will help you so much spiritually. Because most of our battles are not physical. Most of our battles are spiritual. Read Ephesians chapter number 6. Look at Titus chapter number 2. Titus chapter number 2. Titus chapter number 2, verse 2. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate. Look at verse 4. That they may teach the young women. This is the aged women. That's a nice way to say it. Aged women are teaching the young women. What are they teaching them? To be sober. Verse 6. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Hey, Titus chapter number 2, verses 2, 4, and 6. What is the thought here? Live soberly. Live seriously. Hey, learn to say, when we talk about it, when we use the word sober, what is it? And that means I'm not physically, I'm not under the influence of anything. Spiritually, at the same way. That's a taught thing. That I'm serious about the things of God. I'm sober-minded. The Word of God is what influences me, not the world and things. Hey, we got to teach that. We got to teach temperance. We got to teach spiritual discipline. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Look at a bunch of verses today. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Look at verse 6. Therefore, let us not... Oh. There was a bad verse in our Bible. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. This isn't talking that you're supposed to stay up all night. But let's think about this as we follow this thought here. We're going to have spiritual discipline to tell the flesh no, that we might think and live soberly. Hey, don't sleep on that thought. Don't be ignorant to that thought. Don't just look over that thought. I'm not going to pay attention to that. Hey, don't sleep on that. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. When we first moved into our house that we live in now, 15 years ago, had one of those sensor lights, you know, like if anything moves in front of it, it kicks on. And we were there 2 or 3 days, and our room is like in direct, my room, living room, outside garage can see the light. And man, that thing went off. Well, where I used to live, if that went off, that means something was out there. Didn't know it was the most sensitive light that this world had ever seen. Like a mosquito, phew, that thing turns on. Well, I didn't know that, so there I am. Eye level with the window, waiting for someone to touch my car, looking out there. You know what I wasn't doing? I wasn't sleeping. I was watching. I was sober. I'm telling you, if my wife would have snuck up and touched me, there would have been a mess. I was so dialed in onto what... I wasn't sleeping on that. Hey, let's be serious. Let's be disciplined spiritually. So what does that look like? James chapter number 1. You know, they talk about the meat and the milk of the Word of God. Everyone's got a different thought on that. Sometimes guys would... I've been in conferences and the guy's preaching on prophecy and the King James Bible and yelling and screaming. I believe in all those things, but yelling and screaming, this is the meat, this is why, you know, no one's preaching on this stuff anymore and I'm listening. And, I mean, we're at a... I don't know. This is not my thing there. I believe the King James Bible. I believe it's the Word of God. But I don't think that's the meat of the preaching. I think things like this is the meat of Christianity. James chapter 1 and verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. So why is that meat? Because that's hard. That's a hard thing to control. Say, what's so hard to control? My mouth. We need to have some self-control. Why do I every now and then tell coffee no? Because of this verse like this. Because spiritually minded, I need to be under control. And if I can control myself physically, then maybe I can control myself a little spiritually. And the first things that come into my mind aren't always the nicest, and I need to control that. I need to be swift to hear, slow to speak. How about this? Slow to wrath. If you're justifying anger, you're justifying sin. Let us be sober. Look at Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29. The Listen, you don't have to email me. I believe the King James Bible is the word of God. I believe that the rapture is going to happen. Then there's going to be 7 years of tribulation. I'm believing the second advent, 1,000-year millennial reign, all of eternity, Gog and Magog, all of that. I believe all that, all right? Just lest we not hear that right. All right, good. All right, Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29, look at verse 11. A fool uttereth all his mind. What does that mean? Someone that can't control himself says exactly what he thinks all the time. But a wise man keepeth it until afterwards. You know why it's a good idea to tell the flesh and to be able to keep your body in subjection? Because of verses like that. I'm going to keep my body in subjection. I'm going to tell the flesh no every now and then. I'm going to get up extra early and I'm going to just remind the flesh who's in charge. Because there's spiritually times when I need to exhibit this, and I got to get into a pattern of being under spiritual control. Proverbs chapter number 25, just a couple pages back. Look at verse 28. Proverbs 25, 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit, what is that? That's a brat. That's a spiritual brat. Ever see a kid that has no rule over themselves? Screaming, yelling. You're in the store, the little four-year-old is screaming, cussing at his parents. Ever see that? Anybody go to Walmart? Okay. You see that and you're just shaking your head. You're looking at the parents. You're like, no, this ain't right. And they're lost. They don't know what to do. Little Junior there runs the show. Eating Ring Pops and mess. You know what that looks like? That looks like you and I when we can't control our own spirit. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that's broken down without walls. What's that look like? That looks like the enemy can just run right through that thing. Come right in and out of our life. Just abuse us and take advantage of us. Mess with our mind. Mess with our heart. Mess with our emotions. Hey, how about having some physical discipline? How about having some spiritual self-control? Proverbs chapter 16. Back to this point, Proverbs chapter 16, look at verse 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. God thinks pretty highly of the one that can control themselves. That can control their mouth, can control their thoughts, can control their actions, their temper. I remember my kids used to have a Patch the Pirate CDs or tapes. Ever remember those? There was one, and the one character says to the other character, they said, "Oh, I think he lost something." And he said, "What?" He said, "His temper." Man. If you're constantly having to apologize because you lost your temper, it means you're not under control. You understand that no one listens to an angry person. I've had people yelling at me, and I just tell them, I say, "I'm not going to listen to you. You let me know when you come down. When you're ready to have a reasonable conversation." Because I don't like being yelled at. You know when you lose your temper with your kids? Same thing. A great thing to be able to display to our children is that even though we're frustrated, we can still control ourselves. See, we demand our children to control themselves. Sit down back there, right, in the back seat. Sticking, you know, Tic Tacs in each other's ears and doing all that kind of stuff. "Ah, he's touching me," and screaming, yelling. We're yelling at them. "Would you come down?" I don't think that's how you're supposed to do it. How about we demonstrate some self-control and teach those that are out of control what it looks like? Because when you're angry, I'm telling you, nobody's listening. That's what it says. God says it's so valuable. Look at verse 32. He that is slow to anger. Say, this guy must not have had any kids. Must not have worked. Definitely didn't experience winter. No. Just able to control himself. First Corinthians 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. God is faithful. Hey, we all struggle with this. Anybody struggle with their mouth? Anybody? Is that? Okay, good. Man, I feel like I'm amongst friends. Anybody have a hard time with their temper? Sure. It's common. God says, though, I can help. But such as is common to man. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Look at Romans chapter 8, our last verse. Remember how we started? Learning to control the flesh will help me control the spirit. Romans chapter 8 and verse 13 reminds us of this. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. How do I help myself here? Well, we walk in the spirit. We live in the spirit. Romans 8:13 will help us with all of these things. So, if you're like everybody else, even the Apostle Paul, who said, man, I really got to work on keeping this thing under control. My tongue, my anger. Be good for us to walk in the Spirit. To deny the flesh a little bit. To remind the flesh of who's in charge. Now, I don't recommend on like holidays to say no to coffee. Those aren't the days to do that. Don't make everybody miserable around you on a holiday. But it's good every now and then to remind the body who's in charge. Because how we go physically will be how we demonstrate the same discipline spiritually. So get into a habit. Get into a habit. Help is available. God says, just ask, I can help you. Everybody has a sin which does so easily beset them. I understand. And there's verses and there's stories and there's chapters and there's things in the scriptures that help us with that. God is able to help us. Help is available. If you need help, maybe you and I can sit down and we can try and figure the thing out together. I struggle with these things. Yeah, me too. I speak more than I listen. You know, that's going to get you in trouble. You're going to end up saying you're sorry a lot. But being able to control yourself, it was, we're just feeble people sometimes, and sometimes circumstances get the best of us. We feel really sorry about it. Sam was telling me, there's a person at work that's asked if I was his dad. He said, yeah. And they informed him, they said, he's kind of, I don't know if you use the word mean, but kind of replayed who the person was in my mind. Years ago, we had a kindergarten graduation here and went and got a cake from the Tops. And they misspelled the word kindergarten. So I pick up the cake and I look at the cake and didn't have the word spelled right. So I took it back. I said, this is misspelled. He said, no, that's not. I said, yes, it is. And I looked up. I said, this is how you spell kindergarten. Well, what do you want me to do? I said, well, I don't know. You got to fix it. In my mind, that's how I said it, but I'm not sure how I said it. Ms. Buck, that was years ago. Man, I wish I could get those words back. I wish I was slow to speak that day. I wish I was better at walking in the Spirit. Because now there's a manager who years ago, these things are for real. Say, what are you going to do about that? I'm going to try and figure out how I can make it right. I'm going to apologize. I didn't even think another thing of it until now. Until a couple days ago. So I'm going to walk into the tops and say, hey, I think years ago I said something that was sharp and mean, and I'm sorry. Because that's the right thing to do. I'm tired of saying sorry for not controlling. It'd be a lot better if we could just control that. I'm saying all that to say, Pastor doesn't struggle. Oh, I struggled just like you. Maybe we can help each other. Because I'm going to do right. I'm going to go forward and do right. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed. That wasn't in the notes either. I had another cool story I was going to tell you about a Somali pirate. And man, neat stuff, but we didn't get to that. Another day. Reading a great book. Man, excellent. About missionaries and stuff. I encourage you to be at Missions Conference. C, are you coming to Missions Conference this next week? Are you coming to Missions Conference, Mr. C? Good. Don't miss a night. It's going to be so good. I promise you. I promise you that. Bring a friend. Bring a neighbor. Bring a loved one. Bring a member. We could do that. Bring a member to church. That would be good. And we'll see how that goes. And because I promise you, it'll be an encouragement. It will be an encouragement. Heavenly Father, we need you. Need your help. Lord, often... Lord, I, every now and then I look back and I see growth, but Lord, help us daily. Lord, I know these things I struggle with. I know often I misrepresent you, and Lord, help us to be physically disciplined daily, but at the same time spiritually disciplined. Help us to walk in the Spirit. Help us to see the value of souls around us. And God, help us to live a life that would honor and glorify you. Lord, we need you. We need your help. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.